Across the peninsula, food trucks and pop-ups are, well, popping up all over the place. From yakitori grilled skewers prepared at local breweries to regionally ranked tacos in a Redwood City parking lot, there's an abundance of good food being made outside of traditional restaurant spaces on the peninsula. Here are five pop-ups and a food truck to consider scoping out. Okibayaki Kikuchi, various locations. Skewers from Okibayaki Kikuchi, a pop-up restaurant, are grilled at various peninsula breweries. Courtesy Okibayaki Kikuchi via Instagram. This yakitori charcoal grill pop-up by 25-year restaurant veteran Yuji Kikuchi specializes in grilled meat and vegetable skewers cooked up at local breweries, including Alpha Acid Brewing, Shaka Brewing and Steel Bonnet Brewing. About a year ago, Kikuchi started catering and making bento boxes. About 4 months ago, he started working with breweries to offer pop-up grilling. Most of what motivates me is that I get overwhelmed with compliments from my customers, he said in an Instagram message. The meat menu consists of momo shio, or chicken thigh, with salt on the skin, pork belly with onion, salted gizzard, tsukune, a chicken pork meatball with yakitori sauce, and hatsu, salted chicken hearts. Veggies include grilled king oyster mushrooms with garlic soy sauce, seared fried tofu with a citrus soy sauce, and grilled shishito peppers. The menu also includes a guabao bun, served with a chicken and pork meatball and purple cabbage coleslaw, mozzarella onigiri, a cheese-stuffed rice ball, and a lamb chop marinated in rice bran. The pop-up's mission is to offer delight in every bite that's both healthy and delicious, according to its website. Their next two appearances will be at Shaka Brewing in Sunnyvale on Thursday, May 25, from 5 to 9 p.m. and Steel Bonnet Brewing in Scotts Valley on Saturday, May 27, from 5 to 9 p.m. Okibayaki Kikuchi, Instagram, at okibayaki_kikuchi. Gibraltar Gems, Half Moon Bay. Grilled cauliflower with peanut sauce is served at Gibraltar Gems in Half Moon Bay. Courtesy Kimberly Weaver. Gibraltar Gems pops up at Jetty Wave Distillery in Half Moon Bay Friday through Sunday and the first Thursday of each month. The weekend Mediterranean restaurant is the latest by Chef Jose Luis Ugaldi, who with his wife Liam Durkee ran Coastside Eateries Cafe Gibraltar and Shea Shea for years. The couple sold the restaurants to spend more time with their children, and Ugaldi went to work as a chef at Oracle. When COVID-19 hit and the need for on-site office lunches evaporated, he was sent home from work. One of his children got a job at Jetty Wave Distillery, which didn't serve food at the time. Due to the state's pandemic policies that were in place, the distillery wasn't able to open to customers without serving food. So he offered to prepare some mise platters to allow the distillery to serve customers. Since then, the menu has continued to develop and expand, and the restaurant is open primarily on weekends while Ugaldi continues to cater during the week. The way it's going, everybody's happy, he said. One thing he wants to highlight is the seasonality of the Mediterranean menu. On the current menu is a mesquite-grilled local king salmon, served with frika, arugula, tamarind and a moonshine glaze, as well as beef, chicken or cauliflower skewers served with lemongrass and coconut rice and crisp Asian salad. The menu also includes boba thai, a South African dish made with layers of cooked meat, curry and other seasonings and cooked with an egg custard topping. They also offer an antipasto platter with marinated beets, mozzarella, olives and roasted vegetables and mushrooms. The dessert menu includes a cherry berry cobbler, flourless chocolate cake and a lemon blueberry tart. And there are often new specials depending on what's available, Ugaldi said. Gibraltar Gems, weekends at Jetty Wave Distillery, 155 Broadway, Half Moon Bay, Instagram, at Gibraltar Gems. El Paisa by Los Alegres, Redwood City. The fish tacos from El Paisa by Los Alegres are topped with colorful vegetables. Photo by Kate Bradshaw. Situated in the parking lot in front of Outdoor Supply Hardware near the Redwood City Costco, El Paisa by Los Alegres offers Mexico City-style tacos to busy shoppers. The food truck recently joined Off the Grid, and its tacos were recently ranked among the top in the Bay Area by the San Francisco Chronicle. Led by Jose Lisandro and Rudy Morales, the food truck opened about 6 months ago, according to Lisandro's nephew, Gerardo, who was helping with the cooking during a recent visit. Taquerias are a family business for Lisandro, who says he learned the craft from his father in Mexico City. With 20 years of experience now himself, he says that working to open the taco truck in the U.S. has meant being on a long wait list, dealing with permits and bureaucracy, and having to build up a customer base from scratch. While it helps that Redwood City has a significant Mexican population, he says, that means he's also been having to compete with a lot of other taquerias in town. He says they're working to stand out with their friendly service and menu, which offers al pastor, lengua, quesabirria and suadero tacos, burritos, and papas locas, among a range of other Mexico City-style dishes. Upon visiting, I ordered the fish tacos, which included juicy fish pieces placed atop warm corn tortillas loaded with purple cabbage, red peppers, tomato and a piquant chipotle sauce. We make everything from scratch. Everything is fresh, Lisandro said. We have a lot of passion for the business. El Paisa by Los Alegres, 2110 Middlefield Road, Redwood City, Instagram, at El Paisa by Los Alegres. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Ocean Malasada Company, San Mateo. Ocean Malasada's company offers weekly pop-ups at Takahashi Market in San Mateo. Courtesy Ocean Malasada's company. The family-run Ocean Malasada Company holds weekly pop-ups at Takahashi Market in San Mateo. According to a spokesperson, the Malasada makers have had connections to the market since the company was started by couple Randy and Dee Santos in San Francisco in 2016, using flavors made with ingredients purchased from the market. For instance, the crumble is made with School Kind Cookies, a Hawaiian cookie brand. Their malasadas are hand-rolled and come in a wide range of flavors, such as guava, lilacoy, sweet cream, matcha and Nutella. Ocean Malasada Company also posts a pre-order link on its Instagram account. Ocean Malasada Company at Takahashi Market, 221 South Claremont Street, San Mateo, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Instagram, at Ocean Malasadaco. Nachos, Santa Clara. Nachos, a pop-up offering homemade nachos, sets up shop at Taplin's in Santa Clara from 4 to 9 p.m. every Thursday, with other weekly pop-ups in San Francisco and San Jose. San Jose resident Anthony Vallarta said he started the business during the pandemic as a side hobby, and the venture took off. Nachos offers Philly cheesesteak nachos among other menu items. Courtesy Nachos via Instagram. A longtime fan of nachos who had a hard time finding ones he liked, Vallarta says he cuts and fries his own chips, marinates and cuts the meats used, and tops the nachos with his wife's homemade cheese sauce recipe, which the couple has refined over the past 12 years since they made their first homemade nacho cheese sauce for a Super Bowl party. These are not your average nachos, he says. Among the nacho varieties on offer have been smoked brisket, pulled pork, Philly cheesesteak, tri-tip, chicken, chorizo, and carnitas nachos. Additional toppings include a spicy jalapeno cheddar sauce and white cheese sauce, among others. Vallarta says he's working to get a food truck up by the end of the year. Nachos at Taplin's Thursdays from 4 to 9 p.m., 1171 Homestead Road, Santa Clara, Instagram. At our.nachos. Manja, Pacifica. Started by two sisters last May, Manja offers farm-to-table pop-up brunch and cocktails. They've so far worked with Pacifica locations like Table Wine and A Grape in the Fog. For Mother's Day, they offered a brunch box for two with items including quiche, potato salad, pickled vegetables, a sort of Waldorf salad, a crumble with farmer's market berries, and fermented hot sauce. They also sold a pastry box with a curry scone, chocolate banana bread, a lemon bar, a panettone cookie, seasonal jam and homemade butter. All of its ingredients are sourced locally and made in-house. Check their Instagram for the latest updates. Manja, Instagram, at Manja Brunch Pop-Up. the post-brisket nachos and boozy brunch, six pop-up spots enriching the peninsula's dining scene appeared first on the 650.